And from blowing the whistle here about police corruption to the much worse situation faced by police officers in India. Former senior police officer Kiran Bedi is one of India's leading campaigners against corruption. And on The Law Report today, she tells Damien Carrick about the extent of the problem.
Widespread. It's widespread. Even a common citizen thinks that there has to be something paid to get some justice and some relief. So this has become the practice. It's tragic, but it is prevalent.
Paint me some pictures for a population
it's like
outside India.
If I want to lodge a first information report for starting the whole process of prosecution and investigation, the common man doesn't have the trust that if he goes to a police station, his report or her report will be lodged as per right. He may have to oblige a policeman to start the process of law. So I think that's where the tragedy is. There's been a big hiatus, big gap between the people and the police. And that's been created over years and years because of no substantial police reforms which have happened since independence. Indian police is still governed by the Police Act of 1861. And it's politically controlled. The police leadership is not insulated from the politician. So because the politician has been sometimes using the promotions, the transfers, the appointment policy as a tool, the whole department has got politicized. And with the result, it's got away. It's lost trust from a common man. The Supreme Court of India has passed certain very interesting judgments on police reforms. Most of them remain unimplemented.
Now, about 5 years ago, you left the police and you now run a number of NGOs, I think one which focuses on prison reform and another on community development. And of course, you are very much involved with the campaign against corruption. You've talked about corruption in the police force. How prevalent, though, is it across the country? Is it just something which is endemic across all sectors of Indian life?
Yes, corruption has been endemic in Indian society. In fact, till 2 years ago, we'd all surrendered to it. We'd accepted it. From small corruption to big corruption. If I want a death certificate, if I want my ration card, I want a driving license, I want some decision, I pay off the peon, I pay off the gateman, then I pay off the person, the clerk who's to give me my order. So there's a small level corruption. If I want a payment to be cleared, the cash clerk might want to retain a certain percentage.
In a bank?
Even in a bank. Or even at the lowest clerk, office clerk level. So the poor man felt that unless he pays speed money or a gratification, he may not get his decision soon. So this is small ticket. And the big ticket is you are rich and you want a natural resource. You are under a fear because the level playing field doesn't exist. So somehow you manipulate in such a way that you buy a resource. So there's a giver, there's an abettor, there's a receiver, and there's a giver. I, as a government, am a giver, and the corporate is a receiver. So the receiver pays back in kind, in cash, and I give you a natural resource. So that's what we fought against.
So there's a real corrosion of civil and public and commercial life in India. There is, in response to that, an extraordinary grassroots movement, which you are very much a part of. It's led by a gentleman, Anna Hazare. Can you tell me briefly about
Anna
him?
Anna Hazare has been a reformer for the last 25 years. He's called the modern-day Gandhi. He dresses like Gandhi, though, of course, he wears a proper shirt, etc. But he's considered as a modern-day because he believes in the power of nonviolence. He's been very honest. He's been very simple living, and he's dedicated all his life.
And he's recently been on a series of very high-profile hunger strikes to put pressure on Parliament to enact a tough new anti-corruption piece of legislation. I think it's the Lokpal Bill. Have they been successful? Where are you at now with this struggle?
It's been a hugely successful movement. It may not have brought us independent ombudsman as we would have wanted it, but the point is it's brought corruption to the core. It's hitting where it hurts the most.
That's Kiran Bedi, an Indian anti-corruption advocate, speaking with Damien Carrick. And you can hear more about corruption and transparency in India on The Law Report with Damien Carrick this afternoon at 5:30, right here on RN.